This is the Red Shirt Geeks podcast, which makes its home at redshirtgeeks.com.
And so it begins.
Files accessed. Transfer of data complete.
Commencing.
Ladies, gentlemen, and extraterrestrial visitors from Cygnus 6, by my trusty light meter, we are the Red Shirt Geeks.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Shoot the proton torpedoes and, make us go that way.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Very bad feeling.
Shut up, Wesley!
Red Shirt Geeks!
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Hide behind the mound. Dead Barnes.
Make it so.
Red Shirt Geeks!
I'm Laz D, the pseudo-Kiwi.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M.
And I'm Diamond Dallas Dave.
Ooh, special.
Lovely. Wow. Oh.
Extremely special.
That's right. We're back for another episode, ladies and gentlemen. We've been gone for 2 weeks, even though that's kind of our regular schedule, but it feels like much longer because we've been busy. And we'll talk about that here a little bit more in detail.
Because our entire episode today, we're going to talk about the process of making and putting together and all the fun stuff of doing a 48-hour film project.
That's right. This past weekend, we participated in the 2014 Hampton Roads 48-hour film project. It's my second year in the competition and the first for the other two geeks that are with us this evening.
Yep.
The premise is you have 2 days, 48 hours to write, shoot, edit, and present a movie between 4 minutes and 7 minutes long. And you don't get most of the elements until the day of the competition so that you can't cheat. But yeah, so it's quite a stressful process and it forces you to be really creative.
You know what else you don't get? You don't get much sleep. I'm telling you, I think the whole weekend I got a total of like 8 hours.
Yeah, over 3 days.
I think I got a little more than that. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the thing was, we got time travel for our genre, which we were all excited because that was the one I really wanted. I don't know why. I was kind of worried about the possibility of having sci-fi or time travel and screwing it up. But I was really excited when we got that genre and we got stuck into it. I mean, I think immediately when we broke apart to head back to HQ, it was sort of this, everybody had ideas, everybody just bang ideas out on the table. And
we had three scripts by the time we got back to base camp, which was Dave's house. In fact,
we did. We had three different scripts. And I think the biggest challenge was just, There were 8 people in total that were helping us write the scripts.
Right.
So not only did we have to give everybody their fair share, but it was just listening to everybody's ideas. And then we had, once you get your idea on the table, you got to listen to the 7 other ideas that are out there. And then you got to decide, which direction you're going to go in.
Exactly. You know? The problem you have with that, though, is and this is, one thing I've always had with 48-hour film festivals, because this is my fourth. I did two in Hampton Roads and 2 in New Zealand. And one thing that's evident and clear is that there are always mistakes made. I mean, unless you're an old season team who's been doing this day in and day out and they've done it year in and year out, you're always going to make some kind of mistake. What I'm really pleased with is that those mistakes typically are never repeated. Last year the mistakes was made with, not being prepared for the elements. And we all end up getting really bad chigger bites. The other thing is, this year we effectively, I think we had too many cooks in the kitchen. There was so many people wanting to sit around and give their idea and their opinions that they all thought, hey, I have a really fantastic idea, and I think my idea is the best, so let's run with that one. So, and then eventually that whittles down from 8 people with 8 different ideas to, say, 8 people with 4 different ideas, and then 2 different ideas, and then ultimately you have to decide on one. But for us, because there were so many people involved, trying to pick between those two was really difficult. It was really kind of difficult to without people feeling like they weren't being listened to.
You know, though, Lars, I think you actually oversimplified that process, because it wasn't just that we each had eight different ideas. It's that as it was going in that round table, you know, it would give my idea, and then you would give your idea, and then by the time it came back to me, I had a better idea. So we're gonna, you know, I'm you know, thought of something else, you know, and then that spawned a different idea for you, and you know, it became really hard to just lock down a solid idea that everyone was happy with. You know, I think that the writing process took us 5 hours, and
yeah,
and we went home happy, and then woke up the next morning and came in with different ideas.
That was exactly it. Yeah, I mean, it took us 5 hours to get the base idea. Now, the thing with that is you find this every year. It's never changed for any of these things I've done. It's you start with one idea, and you're sure that's the idea. That's the story you're going to tell. And then you suddenly start to realize that there are elements to that story that you just can't film. You either don't have enough time, you don't have enough resources, or it's just kind of, it's not going to work for what you're trying to do because you just can't get it in there. So you start whittling these little things off. You take in little, you shave this part off. You pluck that bit out. You sand this part down. You cut that piece out. And eventually what you have with is you end up trying to polish this final idea so that you can have a script, get the script done. Everybody's on board. You have your shooting schedule for Saturday, and then you're off and running.
Except that all changed on Saturday morning, but that was beside the point.
Well, a little bit, and for the better. You know, I think that was the joy of it, is, you know, Saturday morning, it was myself, Dennis, who played Coach Carter, and the director, John. We all showed up at my house around 7. I think the rest of y'all showed up around 8:39.
Yeah.
And we all sat around, you know, we had some coffee and some breakfast and all that fun stuff. And we started talking about, you know, where the script had settled with us, you know, overnight. You know, you get a good night's sleep to think about something, you know, it kind of settles with you. And, you know, we all started talking, and we all started going in other directions again. Like, man, you know, we could really elaborate on this. And what if we did this dialogue this way? You know, it'd be fantastic. And then, you know, we knew, you know, when Lars, you and Patrick, we knew that when you guys were going to come to our house, we knew that you guys were doing the same thing.
Right.
So we were excited, you know, to see, like, hey, we came up with all these ideas. You know, what did they come up with? You know, and then as soon as you guys got here, you know, it was back to the, I'm not going to say back to the drawing board, but it was, adding to the drawing board, we'll say.
Yeah.
You know, and we all got to, you know, go over what we had, and we ended up coming out with a fantastic script.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is that the story that we told, it wasn't the story we set out to tell. But the great thing about it is but ultimately it was something, the production that was involved was great. I mean, we had a lot of people working really hard. You gotta think that, you know, I logged probably between eight and 10 hours of footage during that day of production.
And how long was the final product?
The final product came in with leaders and everything just over 5 minutes long. Without leaders, probably 4.5 minutes, four and three quarters.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, you set out to do one thing, but ultimately it happens every time. You never do what you set out to film. I've seen every production change along the way, simply because you have to factor in a lot of things that you're not factoring in during the creative process. And, you know, look, let's talk about the downside of this whole process a little bit, is that when you get people working so close together that aren't used to doing this, and you throw a creative aspect into the middle of it, you ultimately get people with not being happy with something, or you get bruised egos, you get toes stepped on, you get people just not being happy with everything going on, and ultimately, if you can't push past that, you're not gonna succeed. And I think that's despite the fact that we went through, you know, we went through a very protracted discussion about the story, and then had to pick it up again on Saturday morning when we should have been ready to shoot. You know, I still think we overcame that and still managed to put together a really good production, because every time I looked at the footage, you know, I caught myself stopping and saying, wow, that shot came out way better than I thought it was going to. Wow, that you know, that depth of field I was going for is amazing. Wow, I can't believe that that steady shot was so steady. You know, I thought, you know, he's in the back of a truck being driven along trying to get a steady shot. And that camera work was amazing. The sound, you know where I was able to actually use the stuff that was recorded, warm and clean and was really good. You know, the lighting, when we got involved with the lighting, suddenly, you know, somebody introduces a gold reflector into the kitchen lights, and suddenly, wow, that looks way different than it did just 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and then again, knowing that you guys have put together something that you feel proud of, whether you liked the process of getting there or not, it's like I hate to say it's like childbirth, but in a way it is, because ultimately, the process starts with good intentions and you're so excited, but ultimately it leads to a lot of pain that whether it be perceived or whether it be real, but ultimately when it's done and dusted, all that aggravation, all the stress, all the lost sleep, it's forgotten. You're just happy you did it. You're proud of what you did, and you're already talking about what you're going to do next year.
Yeah, and that's a similar thing to what I saw. Even after we finished fighting over the script by Saturday, we then had to press into shooting something because we couldn't keep fighting and arguing and discussing and putting it off, because we had to log stuff. We had to start shooting footage so that you could get to editing on Sunday. So we pushed on, had plenty of little mechanical things, trying to learn some equipment, because, for example, the recorder that I was using, I'd never used before. I had to start. I think, do we put in batteries Friday night or Saturday morning?
Friday night is when we first powered it up.
Okay, yeah. First time I got my hands on the sound unit, Friday night, having to learn it without a manual, which is not unusual for me. But so yeah, I'm learning how to handle a boom pole, because I'd never handled this, because this was definitely my first time doing this.
Hey, and I had to act. I mean, like, let's not forget that. I was acting in something. I definitely never saw myself as an actor, never studied acting, and have never really acted in anything else before this. You know,
and the camera didn't break either.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't break my 50 millimeter lens. I was pleased. Yeah, I mean, When you turn around and you look at all the mechanics that go into making a film, there's so much work that's done behind the scenes that you never know about. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you're doing these films in Hollywood or whatever, you know, the talent walks up, they know their lines. They're basically like, okay, I know my mark. I know my lines. Bang, let's go. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not thinking about the weeks or months of pre-production that was done to get them to this point. They're only thinking about where they start coming at it. So there's just so much that goes on. You know, 95% of what you see in a movie, you know, time is taken up with pre-production. And with pre-production, you have, again, you got your script writing, you got your shot blocking, you got your equipment, you know, preparation. You've got all these different things. You have to make sure your team is ready. You have to make sure that, you know, your editor is ready and set to go. You've got all these different things going on. And this, you know, the policies and procedures of how this is going to play out, you have to have all of that sorted out before you roll a single frame of footage. You know, and in a competition like this, we don't have the benefit of having that protracted pre-production time. We literally got our elements, got our genre, got in the car, bam, we are across town, and we are in the creative process the whole time, and trying to get everybody on the same page, because ultimately we all agreed on the same overall story. Where we sort of disagreed were the finer points of the story. And with that being said, we still pushed past it. And then once we had everything in a can, we still pushed past the difficulties in trying to make sure that it was edited properly with the right sound, the right music, just, you know, the right dialogue, make sure the cuts are done right. You know, everything, including the color correction that we pushed right at the very end, all of that, you know, all of that is just, we worked really hard, and I'm really pleased. I don't care if we don't go anywhere in the competition. You know, if we don't make it into the finals for the best of, I don't care. If we don't get nominated for an award on any category, I really don't care. I am proud of what we have, and I'll be happy to show it to people once we can do so.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. We have it in the can. We're ready to go. The rules of the competition actually forbid us from showing it till we're out of the competition, correct?
Right, that is correct. We basically, while we're in the competition, we can't share it through social media, through our website, through other film festivals or anything. We have to wait until we finish.
So here's a quick question. When does that decision get made, and what's the soonest we will be able to show this?
Well, again, the 23rd of August is when the finals are in Norfolk, Virginia.
That's about 5 days from now?
Right. So it's 5 days from now. And once that's done, I mean, if we walk out of that competition and we've got nothing to show for it, you know, awards wise or whatever, then
we still have the film.
Yeah, that night the film could be online. Yeah. If we felt so inclined. But we'll roll it out. One thing that I do a lot, and this is something, a tendency I'm trying to backpedal on a little bit or ease off a little bit on, is that when I do something, I go through it 1,000 times and I realize the little mistakes I made or the little things I wanted in there in the first place and didn't know how to do it. Suddenly I know how to do it and I want to put it in there. And I'm now trying to, like, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to do this. I'm going to add that. I'm going to add this. I'm going to add that. And like, no. It is a work that stands on its own. If the things that you wanted in there weren't in there, put them into the next one. You know, so that's kind of working right now. So I'm going through and I've finished some color correction. I've ported it from SD to HD and
made sure the sound mix was correct.
Yeah,
I think that was one of the mistakes that occurred at the end, is the sound mix got a little thrown off.
Yeah, because something happened during the color correction process that the sound levels were adjusted. I'm hoping inadvertently. I mean, so. But the good thing is I was able to spot them and fix them for the version that gets released to the public.
So, yeah, you will hear the awesomest version of the film, the awesomest version that we can put out as soon as we're able to put it out. And hopefully we won't be able to put it out on the 23rd. That would be great. Then we'd say, we won awards! Woohoo! You don't get to see it yet. So expect it on the 23rd, probably.
Again, I have to say, I don't care. I honestly don't care. If we don't go anywhere with it, if it does nothing, I don't care. I'm happy with it. It's one of those things that there are, as a filmmaker, there are things I have put out. I take you to listen. That absolutely, there's no way that I would ever do again.
I take you to listen.
But this is one of the things I would share with people and say, look, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever you think of it, I'm happy with this, and I'm happy to share it. You know, please look at it. You know, give me your honest opinion, because your honest opinion can only help me grow as a filmmaker. And with any luck, we'll be doing this again next year.
Oh, hey, we better be. I'm telling you. Man, I had such a blast, you know, from start to finish.
Yeah.
Now, admittedly, I did, like, nothing. I don't think I did anything during the post-production process. I think I sat on the couch and made jokes most of the time while you guys were working.
Yeah, you did come up with your own little idea for a story, which we'll introduce which we can, into the we can 18, talk about 18 later. Only. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could talk about later, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I didn't much do much later. In the post-production, mainly because I'm not really that up to speed on any of the software we were using at the time. But I loved the filming process, loved the writing process, just to be creative, just to be able to you know, just think on the ball of your feet, you know, work with some other people that you may or may not have had a chance to work with before, and come up with something original, something creative, just spitballing ideas. You know, I thought it was a lot of fun, and then to instantly the next day see those ideas come into light. see the concept that we made come right into action, you know, within 12 hours.
Rather than the idea of having to have this film, have this idea, great idea, and okay, we'll get to that next month, or hey, I've got this great script. We'll have to work on it, and I think we've worked on, Lars, you and I have a few scripts that we've been batting, turning around that are months behind where we had hoped they were.
Right, just because the creative process can take you in different directions, and that's an important thing to know, is that we've talked about it about in the 48s, how where we have stories, story ideas that ultimately we had an idea. We had a good, solid idea, but we ultimately diverted from that for different reasons. And, you know, that's going to happen. You know, you're going to end up in situations where what you're shooting for isn't quite what you're doing. And that's something you have to be prepared for. Now, the cool thing about it is that we're all geeks, so we're all expressing our love and appreciation for technology, for film, for all that that we're doing, just so that we can go and spend a couple days and burn ourselves out completely and have a great time. I think I ate more pizza and more donuts in a 24-hour period than I have ever eaten in my entire life.
Well, I'm just looking on the plus side. I live in the middle of nowhere. The nearest Krispy Kreme is an hour away. We had Krispy Kreme two mornings in a row. So, yeah, that
look,
makes
I live, that very I live good. 5 minutes away from a Krispy Kreme, and I'm still looking at that as a good thing.
Yeah.
Even those of you who could walk to a Krispy Kreme,
hey, yeah, got more Krispy Kreme 2 days in a row. That's still a good day.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that was just again, let's break it down. You know, the experience, whilst the process was stressful, the experience was definitely very positive. You know, and now we have people who we know that enjoy the process and who will do it again, and not only do that again, but perhaps do other projects again and do other projects with us.
Because we've got there's a few in the works, so we'll see what happens. Maybe not be Red Shirt Geeks projects because they're really not in the Red Shirt Geeks realm. But
hey, I know during the whole creative process, we came up with a few ideas that we can do for the Red Shirt shorts that we're planning on coming out with.
Exactly.
You know? So I mean, we're just right there, you know.
Yay.
There are so many different things that we're going to be looking at doing and moving into the future. This has been. It's been an experience that I hope I get to repeat over and over again, just because it's something that challenges me. But at the same time, I know that regardless of whether I do this competition again, I know that now as a team, as Red Shirt Geeks, we have our heads screwed on in such a way that we're all going to be moving in the same direction. And that's great. So, you know, bear in mind, from here on out, you'll start seeing more video content as we get it shot and produced. Mm-hmm. And also, as Dave had mentioned, we're going to be doing the Red Shirt shorts, which, again, it's just an opportunity for us to let our hair down a little bit, which is kind of funny because all of us have a very short hair, including Dave, who has almost
especially
no hair.
Especially Dave.
Yeah. Who has almost no hair. But that being said, it allows us to really have some fun and do something for the website as well. And it keeps us in the process, in the mindset of making films, because the more you're into it, the better off things come out. So, yeah, definitely pay attention. We've got more coming.
Hurrah!
Yeah, total excitement. Woohoo!
Red Shirt Geeks!
And that is all the time we have for this edition of the Red Shirt Geeks. I'm Blas D, the pseudo Kiwi. Come and visit us on redshirtgeeks.com.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M. Find us on Twitter at Red Shirt Geeks.
And I'm Diamond Dallas Page.
Page?
And I'm Diamond Dallas Dave. Make sure you guys check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yay.
Yay, Facebook.
And again, if you've got any ideas you want to contribute, feel free to drop us a line. If you got articles.
Yeah, if you have ideas for stories, drop a line of story at redshirtgeeks.com.
Because we are the Red Shirt Geeks, where every expendable hero has a home.
The Red Shirt Geeks podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Permissions beyond the scope of this license may be available at redshirtgeeks.com.